5 years ago today, the Deepwater Horizon rig exploded off the Louisiana coast. Scientists are still studying the effects of the more than 3 million barrels of oil that the federal court determined gushed into the Gulf of Mexico. And those evaluating the effects on birds are still unsure what to expect. Oil-covered pelicans became the icons of what happened when the oil seeped into the marshes on the Louisiana coast. That damage was clear. What wasn't as easy to see was the damage done to bird populations closer to the blown-out well 60 miles offshore. Up to 1 million birds were killed in 2010 offshore and along the coastline due to the oil spill. That's according to Peter Yockey, geography professor at the University of New Orleans. And that huge number does not reflect what damage may develop as birds that survived start to age.
The ultimate impact of this, what it's going to be 10, 20 years down the road, is still out. The jury's still out.
BP says that so far, data gathered for the Natural Resources Damage Assessment doesn't show an impact beyond those birds killed right after the spill. But Doug Meffert, executive director of Audubon Louisiana, says the effects, specifically on Louisiana's state bird, remain in question.
201,000 brown pelicans were oiled during the spill. You know, the complexity is, though, so where are those birds now? How many survived? And a lot of these went to rehab and were then re-released. The problem is, for this short-term exposure, most of these birds were not tagged or ID'd, and so they were released, but we don't know where they are or if they're still alive.
Pelicans still live on islands in Barataria Bay. The bay is about 15 miles long and 12 miles wide, behind Grand Terre and Grand Isle in Jefferson and Plaquemines parishes. The National Wildlife Federation has conducted an annual boat tour of the waterway since the spill to monitor changes. Its marshes and islands, habitats vital to bird nesting, have been shrinking due to coastal erosion, and environmental groups say the oil made that worse. They say it killed off the roots of mangroves that hold the island soil together. An example comes into view. About 300 feet away is a splotch of shells and tree trunks just barely above water, and the boat pulls a bit closer for Meffert to take a look. Have you seen this before?
I have. The last time I was here at Cat Island was a year ago, and it was severely degraded then, and right now it's even just a vestige of what it was last year. These islands...
That's Cat Island?
That is Cat Island. It used to be... One of the islands here used to be 40 acres and in the 1940s, and last year we were able to walk on the island, and it was not healthy. There were dead mangroves everywhere, and there wasn't a living thing.
There were a few more tiny islands with birds spotted on the way back to Myrtle Grove Marina, but it's hard to determine just how many there should have been in those remote marshes. Meffert explains.
Probably the largest data set that exists for birds in Louisiana and frankly throughout the United States are our annual Christmas bird count surveys, which are people in their backyards, in their communities, and, you know, including Grand Isle here in Louisiana. But again, where the Christmas bird count data is, which after 50 years really starts to tell a very interesting trend, it tends to be where people can get there easily. So again, it's not at the same places where we were today looking at the oiled lands.
Audubon is organizing a partnership with other environmental nonprofits to keep more comprehensive reports on birds living in the coastal areas. And volunteers are being recruited to become what Meffert calls citizen scientists. For WWNO, I'm Eileen Fleming.